Securities and Exchange Commission Chairwoman Mary Jo White says she will step down at the end of the Obama administration, which means President-elect Trump will get to name her successor. So what does that mean for the SEC? Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us from New York. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's start with our terms here. What is the SEC? What do they do?
The SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, their primary responsibilities is enforcing federal securities laws. So we're talking about the nation's stock and option exchanges. We're also talking about all the people who are involved in the financial industry, the security industry. You have your brokers, your dealers, your investment advisors, mutual funds. Another big job of the SEC is promoting disclosure, making sure market-related information gets out to the public and that there's fair dealing and protecting against fraud.
Hmm. So what did Mary Jo White do during her tenure at the SEC?
During her tenure, Mary Jo White, she was a career prosecutor. So she aggressively pursued enforcement actions. And she also, during her tenure, was tasked with implementing the Dodd-Frank Regulatory Act. And so she was in the process of doing that. And it's been a complicated effort in this vast law after the 2008 financial meltdown. She's in that role. She's not been able to do a few things that she was hoping to, the main one being regulating pay for corporate executives. That was going to be tied into what she was doing. And that's the kind of thing that may go away under a Trump administration.
Well, what else might happen now that Trump is going to be able to pick the successor to Mary Jo White as commissioner of the SEC? What are people thinking the consequences will be?
Consequences? Well, President-elect Trump promised that he would either eliminate or sharply cut back the 2010 Dodd-Frank financial law. And his financial team has already issued a statement saying that it's going to do just that, though it's not said whether that's going to be part of the first 100-day agenda. But the agency will be completing rules that standardize how derivatives are traded and how, again, executive compensation will be handled. And it's most likely that under Republican leadership, some of those proposals inside the law will not get traction.
So it sounds like less regulation for Wall Street is ahead regardless.
Right, and less demonization of Wall Street itself. I think that's one of the ideas that Donald Trump is bringing here, is that we don't need to be attacking Wall Street itself. They've become the boogeyman in the view of many conservatives, and they think that's unfortunate.
And Jason, there is talk now of Wall Street people, former investment bankers, as possible Treasury Secretary.
Possible Treasury Secretary, yes. And, you know, they haven't named anyone yet. One person whose name we're hearing is Jeb Hensarling. And he's a big foe of financial regulation. He's a Texas Republican congressman, and he's known for his very sharp criticism of the 2010 Dodd-Frank law. He's been one of the leading critics of the U.S. Export-Import Bank, which finances American exports. He's really for deregulation, and we don't know whether he's going to get that job. There are other names in contention, but he's the type of candidate that's being considered right now.
Also, former Goldman Sachs partner Steven Mnuchin being talked about. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thank you.
Thank you.